Enter Noreen. Mary enrolls in classes and soon earns excellent grades, but those grades require sacrifice. John's not too happy about it all. What bothers him most is that Mary rarely seems in the mood to make love. John understands her dilemma. School consumes a lot of energy, and what is left must be devoted to housekeeping and caring for Tiffany. By bedtime, Mary feels exhausted, and John realizes that to insist on making love under those conditions would be inconsiderate. John makes the best of it with less frequent and more hurried lovemaking when he finds Mary in the mood. But he also misses the attention she used to give him and the tennis games they always played on Saturday mornings. Now, Mary seldom spends time with him, much less plays tennis on Saturdays. Instead, on the weekends, she always does the housework and catches up on homework assigned for Monday classes. John and Mary continue in this pattern for the next 2 years. Mary's account in John's love bank drops slowly but steadily. John begins wondering what happened to the lovely creature he married. She seems lost in her books, but ironically enough, she doesn't want to discuss any of her classes with him. "It's all stuff you had years ago," Mary tells him. "Besides, you're a math expert, and I'm not taking that much math." Note that John's account in Mary's love bank holds steady, because John is helping to meet a very special need in her life right now, getting an education. Mary realizes they haven't spent much time together, but she deeply appreciates all John's sacrifices and his apparent total commitment to his family. "Things will be better as soon as I get my degree," she tells herself. So Mary plunges on into academia, not quite realizing how her husband feels. Meanwhile at work, John spends more and more time with an attractive product manager named Noreen. The company transfers her to his department and they start working together on a regular basis. When Noreen's husband leaves her for another woman, John tries to give her as much comfort and support as he can. Over the months, John's friendship with Noreen deepens daily, and she soon has a few hundred units deposited in John's love bank. Noreen makes deposits when they talk together at coffee and at other opportune moments. John has no qualms about sharing the good and the bad experiences of his life with Noreen. Their conversations sometimes remind him of the old days with Mary. So when John starts feeling frustrated due to Mary's lack of time for sex or anything else but studying, it seems, he shares his frustration with Noreen and finds her quite sympathetic. In fact, Noreen lets John know that since her divorce, she feels sexually frustrated too. The weeks and months fly by, and Mary finishes her bachelor's degree and launches into her master's program. "Only 2 more years, and it's over," she tells John. "You've been wonderful to back me up like this." John smiles and says he has been glad to do it, but inside he feels something else. "She's just so wrapped up in that degree, she can't think of anything else," John tells Noreen at coffee the next day. "I want her to have it, but I'm wondering if the price has been too much to pay." A few weeks later, Mary is particularly overwhelmed with studying for midterm exams. At the same time, John gets hit with a special project that forces him into a great deal of overtime, with Noreen helping him. One night, as John and Noreen work late alone, it happens. One moment, John is telling Noreen about how lonely he feels. The next moment, she is in his arms, and they are making love. When it's over and they're getting ready to go home for the night, John is visibly agitated and guilt-ridden. Noreen senses his feelings and tells him she doesn't want to wreck his marriage or come between him and Mary. "Look," she says, "I have to be honest. I've fallen in love with you, and I want to make you happy. Why don't we just make love together when we can? That will be all I want." On his way home, John decides he doesn't feel so guilty after all. In fact, he starts feeling elated. Through no fault of her own, Mary is unable at present to meet his sexual needs. Now Noreen wants nothing more than to fill in as a temporary sexual partner. Why not let her, since it's helping meet her needs too, John rationalizes. It will all be temporary, of course, until Mary is finished with school and can have more energy for sex. Whatever guilt John feels, he quickly quashes with the thought of his unfulfilled needs. From that time on, John and Noreen make love at least once a week and sometimes more often. In less than a year, Noreen's account in John's love bank jumps to 1,000 units, about the same as Mary's. Her huge increase occurs because she never does or says anything that makes John feel uncomfortable. Every sexual encounter is wildly passionate. In short, John thinks Noreen is terrific and falls very much in love with her. John's falling in love with Noreen does not mean he does not still love his wife. With no sexual frustrations, John's relationship to Mary improves a great deal. They include little Tiffany in everything they do together and make a special effort to enjoy family outings. When Mary has a brief break from studies and wants to make love, John is an enthusiastic partner. Those moments, unfortunately, do not happen very frequently.